One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Bear News. It's Thursday, the 19th of December. We're here in Doha. I'm Ross Challey, joined by Tom Dutton again for this
Hello.
One. Quite a few bits of news once again, Tom. Obviously, the big news, reportedly, Minamino has passed his medical and set to join the Reds for $7.25 million. Obviously, uncovered his contract clause.
Yeah.
Klopp was asked about it last night in his post-match presser, to which he just turned around and went to the press officer. Is it done yet? And he was like, no, not yet. But apparently, in the report, he's passed his medical, set to be unveiled very soon. More positive news for Liverpool.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, we obviously saw last night that we could do with a bit more backup, just a bit more in the squad, just in them attacking areas. Obviously, we did bring on our main attackers and it worked out fine, but maybe you could have started Minamino there or something else, maybe just a little bit more impetus there. Saying that, I mean, Shaq and Origi are good players, but I don't know, there's an excitement about Minamino, isn't there? There's like a little, a new player, shiny new thing, but also he's a very good player as well, so it's not unfounded.
No, Klopp said it himself yesterday, he joked around, said it would have been good if he could bring him on. He's not a player yet, so we have to wait for that, sorry. And I think you're right, what you just touched on then. Yeah. It's all right saying it after the game, but I think because of, obviously, Van Dijk was ill and he couldn't play, so you lose Henderson, or you don't have Fabinho, or you don't have Lovren. Shaqiri and Origi, you're right. Like, we can say it now because I don't think they performed very well at all last night.
No.
Whereas Minamino kind of brings unpredictability to that side and an attacking threat.
Yeah.
But he feels like, from what I've seen of him, he's a lot more direct in the sense of like a Mane or Keita was last night.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see when he comes in. I'm very, very excited, like I say, to see what he can bring to this team. And look, we know what Origi brings. He brings last gasp winners that you need and important goals. And, you know, Shaqiri has a really good pass to him. And to be fair, he scored some important goals, the Manchester United ones in particular. But I think, like I say, I just want Minamino to get on the pitch now and show what he can do for this team.
Yeah. We mentioned Virgil van Dijk there. He's obviously a doubt for the final now. It's been revealed. Jurgen Klopp said it was an easy decision not to play him yesterday because he couldn't train. Yesterday he was on the training pitch for a couple of days, so this will be Tuesday. And then the media left, and then he left because he didn't feel very well. So no training yesterday, so it was an easy decision. So they're going to have to wait and see how he is.
This is a massive blow, Ross.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. We struggled defensively last night, and it was a worry. And look, I don't want to be harsh on Joe Gomez because he's up alongside Jordan Henderson, who's not a centre-half. But the drop-off there was huge.
Yeah. I think what you get, obviously with the Van Dijk's qualities and everything that he does, and his reading the play, his positional play and stuff like that, it's the organisation.
Yeah.
And that's what was obvious yesterday.
Yeah.
So someone needs to take responsibility there for me. If it's Joe Gomez and Jordan Henderson again, I know Jordan Henderson isn't a centre-back.
Yeah.
But he's also the captain. Either you take control or Joe Gomez, who's the more experienced centre-back, you take control regardless if Henderson's captain or not and keep that tight line because they got in. Like it was one or two long balls, which is like he's not like us at all.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if you want to hear our reaction to the game, we obviously did our usual post-match content over on the redmentv.com and we did speak about this quite a bit. I think, look, Virgil van Dijk, first and foremost, is probably going to be gutted with this. Because it's a final that he wants to play in, and obviously he's just too sick to play in it. Like, I've been sick as well. You know what I mean? I know how it feels, Virgil. I know exactly how you feel right now.
You're playing Premier League football as well, though, Tom.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's a tough life when you've got a cold, and I know.
be fine. Final story. Klopp says it'll be very different in the final. Tom, I think it's something that we both discussed afterwards. But he said we have to be ready for a really, really tough game. Next to our hotel before the game, the Flamengo fans celebrated already before their game, so they had a proper party. So they have a couple more supporters here, and it's important for them. It's important we have to see who deals with the situation better. I don't know who will be ready for the next game. Flamengo season's over, so they're here with a pretty much full squad. We have to recover as quickly as possible and make ourselves ready. We saw Flamengo in the semi-final, and it was an open game for a long period, so we will see.
Yeah, I mean, Flamengo fans, he speaks about there, are having a party. I can definitely attest to that. Everywhere you go in Doha, everyone is... Well, a majority seem to be Flamengo fans, and they're all having a massive party. They were out in the rain the other night, just singing in the rain, and then bouncing in the bars and stuff. They were singing in our game, and that's something that it was tough for the Liverpool supporters, I think, to the crowd. We were spread about too much, and I think you need a core of fans who know all the songs. And I'm willing to sing all the songs, and we didn't have that, and it's so frustrating. Yes, the whole stadium's Liverpool. That doesn't equate to a good atmosphere. Yeah. You need some, like, not the ultras, but you need a core of people who start the chant and get everyone else going. And for some reason, they haven't organised that, and it's really frustrating, actually, because every other team has got that. Why can't Liverpool fans have that?
It's in FIFA's interest as well to... You know, make a better atmosphere as well, isn't it, for them to like, say how good it is. But like the Monterrey fans, there was only about 200 of them, and they were all sat together.
Yeah,
it was like, how did they manage that?
And because of that, they were louder.
Yeah,
they were louder.
They were very good, actually, to be fair.
And the Flamengo fans, to be fair to them, were in pockets around the ground as well. But again, like I speak about, they had a core leading them. So when everyone else died off, everyone had looked to that side of the field, and they'd join in with whatever chant they were singing. I can't believe they haven't organised that for Liverpool. No. It's honestly baffling, actually.
Well, hopefully it'll be better for the final, which Liverpool are in. Yeah. One more story. Harvey Elliott has been flown out to Qatar this morning, so he should be on his way now. He got injured. He took a knock against Aston Villa, which is why he didn't initially come out. Which I think he was supposed to. They said he's fine now, so he's only going to be out here for a few days, like literally about 4 days.
But he's coming in the sun. He's missed all the rains.
Yeah, he's
getting to sunbathe a
bit. But again, for, you know, 16-year-old experience coming out here, seeing what the Liverpool team are up to.
Yeah.
Hopefully, see Liverpool become champions of the world. Again, that's just adding stuff to his profile, really, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. And I think it would be nice for him to just be on the pitch where if we win the trophy and get to lift that on the podium with everyone and. Look, yeah, probably he hasn't played a massive part in getting here, but so what? Like, it is all about the experience for these players, like the likes of Seth Vandenberg, Keanu Hoover, Jones, players like these. You want them to just experience Liverpool being at the top, don't you?
Yeah.
So that they can replicate it in the future,
exactly,
to be fair.
No, it's exactly that. It's almost an incentive, isn't it? Going like, oh, do you want to be a part of this, but do you actually want to play in it next time?
Yeah.
Well, you know. Is the steps of regression to make for yourself, so yeah, it'd be pretty cool. We'll of course have you covered for the final. We'll be going on Saturday. We won't have news tomorrow. Paul and Chris do news tomorrow.
No, we have no news because it's my birthday and we're doing loads of stuff for it.
He hasn't mentioned it 10 times at all.
It is my birthday tomorrow. Please wish me happy birthday.
Thank you very much for watching. Let us know your thoughts on last night's game in the comments below and any of the stories we have covered. We might be back on Saturday, we don't know. We'll see you very soon. Ta-ra.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.